Active versus passive immunity. The following definitions from the CDC's 2011 Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, SEIP, help clarify terms that are often used interchangeably. Immunobiologic. An antigenic substance or antibody-containing preparation is used to induce immunity and prevent infectious disease. Active immunization. Antibodies against a specific disease produced by the immune system. Active immunity can be acquired in two ways: by contracting the disease or through vaccination. It is usually long-lasting, but individuals may remain susceptible to variants of the etiologic agent or to milder presentation of the disease. Vaccine. A suspension of live, usually attenuated, i.e., weakened or inactivated microorganisms or fractions thereof. Toxoid. A modified, non-toxic, bacterial toxin that is capable of stimulating antitoxin formation. Passive immunization. Use of a preparation containing antibodies produced by another human or animal to enhance or restore immunity. It is effective, but protection is generally limited and diminishes over time, usually a few weeks or months. Maternal antibodies, for example, are passed to the infant prior to birth and protect the baby for the first 4 to 6 months of life. Immunoglobulin, IG, a sterile solution containing antibodies from human blood. Antitoxin, a solution of antibodies derived from the serum of animals immunized with specific antigens. The word immunization is preferred over vaccination, which was derived from the vaccinia virus, which was used in smallpox vaccines, but the current way vaccine is used is listed above. Immunization is a broader term that encompasses the use of any immunobiologic to prevent infectious diseases by inducing immunity. Immunity may be induced by either active or passive methods. Active immunization involves the development of antibodies or a cellular immune response following administration of a vaccine or toxoid, for example, mumps, measles and rubella, MR, rotavirus, smallpox, chickenpox, and yellow fever. Passive immunization, on the other hand, refers to the temporary immunity that follows exogenous antibody administration from human IG-specific IG preparations, for example, HBV immune globulin or antitoxins.